Hi, it's Para, and it's Hear Me Out with Para, and I'm going to be giving you gists. I'm a boast of and be ranting.
Welcome back to another episode of Hear Me Out with Para. Chee! Anyways, over today. I'm excited, like I'm not gonna lie, I'm fucking excited. So during my last podcast, we recorded a total of 1k listeners. I know it might be small to some people, but in podcast industry, it's big. You don't understand, it is big. It's not like YouTube. Podcast is something that you're not seeing every time, and it's big. Like, hey, 1k, God, 10k next, please. Anyways, I'm excited. I'm very happy. Actually, I'm very happy. And unfortunately, I wanted to get a brand new studio mic for this podcast. But things happen, things don't happen. Anyways, on this episode, I'm going to have one of my very good friends. You get. She has been on this podcast before. She's a blogger. She has been on this podcast before, but she's the first person that's going to come back solo officially to this podcast. And there's no other person than Miss Unimed, Sheo.
Hey, Opo. Hello, people.
Sheo, how far now?
Mowa. I'm good.
I feel like every time you come on this podcast, I always say Alpha now.
That's the usual greeting.
Yeah, that's right.
Aspaji.
I've been now.
Aspaji Alpha. Mm. Oh wow, how you doing?
I'm good. How's everything? How was your night? Because you are recording this podcast in the morning. So yeah, how was your night?
It was cold. It was cold, my dear. My pillow has suffered.
Single people, single to stupor.
Sad life.
Oh my jeez. Are you sure you are single to stupor, or you have men everywhere?
I am single to stupor.
That's what girls used to say. Oh crap.
I'm not like most girls.
I am. Oh, full machine med. Full. The entire school.
People should not let power deceive you.
Jeez. Do not make people in our DMs. Who doesn't want to date a bitch? Funny enough, in my last podcast, it was a beauty queen that was on it. This podcast, another beauty queen. Ah, God. Is that a sign?
A sign to do what?
Maybe. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so what's up? How are you doing now?
I'm fine.
How is school? How is everything?
Everybody knows that school is calm, sharp, but school is fine. We give glory to God Almighty.
This is the form of Christianity.
School is fine.
Anyways, straight up to what we have for today. So let me ask you a very quick question. Very, very quick question. Tell me your most embarrassing moment in life, in this life.
Jesus.
One. Two.
Oh, ready. Someone singing happy birthday. No, someone telling me happy birthday and me replying with happy birthday instead of thank you.
Is that embarrassing?
It was embarrassing because it was in front of like a whole lot of people. And I think I was clocking 16 then. And then my mom cooked for my friends. We just left secondary school and they came to my house and people entered and they were hugging me, singing and everything. And then this guy that was crushing on came and he hugged me and he was like, happy birthday. And he told me to say thank you. I was like, happy birthday. And then I just paused. I wanted the ground to swallow me, but
as per your crush now.
As per crush.
Oh God, when will beauty queen crush on me too?
This one okay.
You don't know. Beauty queens everywhere, life on the red. Oh God. Oh my jeez. Anyways. Anyway, so yeah. How is blogging like for you? Okay, yeah. Apparently in Nigeria, I feel like a lot of Nigerians don't listen to blogs. Those are the way they don't listen to podcasts too. So they don't listen to blogs. Sorry, they don't read blogs. They don't read blogs. just like the way they don't listen to podcasts. It's only YouTube that is the content in Nigeria.
Hi guys, welcome to my YouTube channel.
Exactly. And it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. But yeah, how is vlogging? Like, apparently, we know we have Gist Love, Nika in the cage. Nika, what's happening this morning?
Akure vibe is upon you.
Ah!
No offense to Akure people. Sorry.
Oh my God.
You know, but, you know...
Akure, it is well. Don't worry, don't worry. I'm gonna get it back. I'm gonna get my ass back. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, so yeah, Linda AKG, and the rest, Insta blog and stuff like that. So how does, if I feel all those ones gonna say like Gist Love and Insta blog, they're like they're diminishing what is the essence of real blogging. Right, so what can you say about blogging? Why did you even choose blogging? Yeah, that's the question. Why did you choose blogging?
First of all, I have interest in it. I've been writing stories, let me put it that way, since I was like 10. Mm-hmm. Like, I had like a separate book for stories. And then last year, I just thought about it, that I talk a lot. I love talking. Everybody knows I talk a lot.
Just like me.
Whatever. I talk a lot, so I decided to, like, I don't know, put it into good use and express myself, just like maybe a mini diary, let's put it that way, but everybody gets to read it, like talk about things that have happened to me before, things that are going on, give my opinion about a lot of things. You see Gist Love and all those ones, their own is to give gist and amebo and for you to know things that are happening. But my own blog is me talking about things that are happening to me at the moment.
All right, so on one of your blogs, yeah, you talk about queening, yeah. So like, I want you to like tell me like, okay, in your words, because talk about this stuff in your episode. So in your blog rather. So tell us what queening is. What is it about? What is queening about? Because let's just say I did not read it. Explain to me, summarize it to me. Yeah, the way, even you not read it, I did not read it. Yes,
it's obvious. Paul doesn't even. Paul does. Well, our fight is another day.
I used to click on it.
He will click and go back. He will not read.
I feel like wait now. I feel like that's very important because I'm not the book person. If you are like a
what if I'm a podcast person?
Wait, if you are like a podcast now, yeah. I would listen to it all day, every day. You get what I'm trying to say? But reading, I don't have all those Wattpad, all those.
Understand, Sha.
I don't like that thing.
Please read your book, Sha.
I will read the book.
Your school book.
It's only when there's an exam. I don't fucking care about what I say every day. What is there? But if you put it in audio document, I feel like in Nigeria doesn't even. Okay, I'm coming back to you, but let me explain this thing first. So I feel like Nigeria, like, they don't explore the other various options for students, like Aspa. There's some students like me now that like listening to stuffs, yeah? And that's the only way we can understand things, you get. Why don't you, like, turn lectures to, like, audio documents? It might not necessarily be video, but, like, explain it audioly or a visual audio document. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, all those YouTube... You know that most of the time, I don't understand something in class. I go to YouTube, all those Indian guys, my G's for life. You know, I go to YouTube and I go to go and like watch what they are talking about in class, because
and they explain well, Sha, even though you don't hear half of what they are saying.
Hey, but
hi guys, welcome to my YouTube channel. So on this episode, we'll be talking about.
It's not even like
that.
This guy knows what's happening. You know what's happening. It's
thanks for watching.
Thank you. well, yeah. So what was the queening blog?
I wrote queening after asphyxia, actually. That was after the crowning and the whole Miss Unime thing. So I don't know, I wrote about what it felt like. Like generally, that's in summary, I just wrote about what it felt like.
Okay, all right. I actually thought when you wrote that when I saw it queening, I should have read it, because now that you explain it, now it seems like it's going to be interesting. Yeah, but I'm going to leave the link to our blog on the description box you get. But so I was thinking it was going to be very, very interesting. Yeah. Is now I'm realizing it's going to be interesting rather. But I have a question for you. All right, so over the internet, I saw a situation where, okay, this girl broke up with a guy, yeah, and I want to, is your opinion, I want to ask for your opinion actually. All right, so this girl broke up with a guy, and okay, next thing we saw on Twitter was she wrote that so person, let me use you for instance, Sheo, stop talking about me to your friends. You have mouth odor, and your dick is small. Now I realized I've seen this line a couple of times. You get, when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is not even like, why is it that everybody's always saying this thing? Alright, so why is it that girls generally, when they break up with someone, next go-to line is you have a small dick, or you don't,
most times it's not cap. I swear, most times it's a lie. You know not to knock, but you were shouting and screaming, Auntie BC, go there, rebel.
Did you do it?
I did not do it.
When you woke up with your ex?
Jesus. No, I did not.
What did you do?
I talked bad, like, even to his face, but I would not, like,
tell him that you did not
knock. You have a small dick, or you did not knock well, because, bro, it did come up, bro, but.
Everybody, y'all, this is an open testimony to the greatness of
somebody.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know
what I'm saying? If you want to know the person she did say last, yeah, come into my DM so that you can experience the greatness of that penis too. Yeah, come to my DM. Honestly, I'm going to answer you. I'm going to drop the link to my Instagram on my description box as well. So yeah.
As I was saying before, but that me interrupted. You don't have to, like, start talking bad about the person you broke up with to feel good about yourself. It is not right. No matter what caused the breakup, actually, you should not start saying your dick was small. When you were dating, she did not know that the dick was small. Unless, oh yeah, the dick was small and then you were branching out. And collecting big ones, shall.
Okay.
But you should not, even apart from small dick, because already you are body shaming and bringing down the person's self-esteem.
And you talked about that also in one of your episodes.
Yes, I am against body shaming. I can slap somebody
for you. Can say I always click on that shit.
Shut up your mouth. Maybe you just brush through. But as I was saying, you should not like actually body shame or talk bad about them generally.
Alright, so
it's something I've done before and I'm not proud of it, but not body shaming, I mean talk bad about someone. But we're learning.
I think it's only one of my exes. Only one ex.
Power, how many do you have?
Ha. It's not that much, you. Funny enough, it's not much.
Should I tell people something? Wait first. Power, where's your body count?
So yeah, I was talking about body shaming.
I'm sure they want to
know. They don't know my body. Why would you want to know that kind of detail? Why would you want? I'm sharing this gist now. You're not happy. You want to know my body. What's even that? I mean, virgin to this.
Eh?
I don't do that shit. I don't do that. Honestly, no. I'm a very calm Christian boy. I go to church. Hallelujah. Anyway, yeah, guys, I'm mostly can hear this podcast. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so yeah, I don't have body count too. Oshin, what's your body count? Yeah, Shebi, you can't see.
I can't see.
You can't see. That's a lie. Let me tell you guys, I know body count. I tell you know it, but I won't tell you.
It's not your fault. See, finish. It's not your fault.
That's why she said penis is great, Abby. Hey, Jesus. Anyways, let's move on. So, I was talking about the fact that I don't have money to buy my mic again.
Sakpa.
It's nothing about that. In the last episode, we did a Sakpa episode. And I don't want to talk about Sakpa. But, I have to talk about this adulthood thing, no? Ha! Jesus. In fact, when did you know that you were an adult? Like, I mean, when did you feel the adulthood, as in for adulthood?
The fact that I had to learn to stop depending on my parents for everything.
So, which time you just thought about it that
this is touching actually, but it was when things were happening to me somehow sharp.
Your body.
Why must it be body? Like, my dad was sick, and then he had to go for a surgery. And then I had to learn to stop, like, disturbing them and calling them every time, anytime I needed something. It was at that point that I had to learn to depend on myself. Like, and I was like, people that used to tell us that, too bad dog, but you will enjoy. It's a lie, yo. It's a lie. God, it's a lie.
I used to pray that I should be old.
I wish I was the last born, sir.
No, I used to pray that I should be old, yeah? But, okay, this is Mike now. I cannot buy. It's not like I cannot buy it. I had the money. You get?
There are other things to buy.
But by the time I thought about it, the priorities now like this. Like, okay, if I buy this thing, actually, I'll not be disgraced outside like this. You get? So I just thought about it that, you might not disgrace around me. Let me just wait. Next week, I'll buy it. You get? But that doesn't mean that I don't know. But I just use this car. Hey, as you they make the money you fly. See, let me tell you guys.
You are even making money, eh?
And now, everybody knows I'm an entrepreneur now. What's wrong with you? Show for my class. Anyways, what everybody knows I make money, but you know,
photo. Photo.
My lifestyle is bigger than my mouth. I'm not gonna lie. My lifestyle is bigger than my mouth. Yeah, and that's the problem. Yeah, so I make the money, you go out, enjoy, have some fun. I don't carry girls, but you know, have some fun.
People are having fun. Buy things, God, Lomba, when
keep yourself happy, make yourself happy. That's a goal in life. Why are you not making yourself happy?
There's no money
to make yourself happy.
Yes,
you find man.
And the fact that people used to tell me, why does everybody say find man? Like,
hey, now.
What's the point of having a man? Is it to have money?
I don't know.
Well, I can't do a broken gasha, but
yeah, this is the second time you're saying it in this podcast. Second, because I go digger.
I am materialistic. It is that one.
Yeah, I go digger.
I like money.
And it's not as if the money is in your body. Yeah, she no get breast, you no get. Did it really just that for you?
It's
fine face.
Is see finish that is causing all these things about saying I swear it's see finish. And it's not your fault. When my bubble will come out.
She no fit. It no fit.
You've seen my mother.
There's no hope. There's no hope, bro.
See, the people that are in it, they like it like that. Oh yeah.
Congratulations to them.
Thank you very much. You see the small bum. People are talking about it. They are talking about it. It's about what crazy bum shot. It's about Wally by. My dears.
And finally, before I get the fuck off this episode, I want to sharply talk about one of our friends, that released his EP on Saturday. Yeah. Release his EP on Saturday, Sage. I want to just
Sage on this one,
I want to sharply say, even for the instant, even know the funny. There are so many coincidental things that happen in this podcast, though. There are so many coincidental things. Because the last time I did this podcast with Sean, it was Sage's song that was my music of the week.
Overwhelming.
It was Sage's song that was my music of the week. And now again, I'm doing this podcast again. Sage, that was gonna release EP. And it's not like I said I'm discussing my schedule with him. What's his problem, Seth?
You're bros in the spirit.
I don't understand. It's fine though. You guys should listen to Sage's EP.
Sweet boy. And if you know him very well, you know that he's actually a sweet human being, like real life, like very sweet.
I don't succumb to that shit, Shabo. Sweet boy.
Yeah, he's not sweet to you, Aspire boy. I mean, that's some gay shit.
Okay. Well, Sweet Boy EP by Sage. It's out on all platforms and it's fantastic. Trust me, like yo, the guy killed, he's killing it, you know what I'm saying? He's killed. What am I even saying?
Should be I said Akure, something's upon you.
Anyways, you guys should please help me to listen to the EP. That's what I wanted to say, Sha. Unfortunately, I was unable to get Sage to come on this episode, but don't worry, one of these days you're gonna hear his voice. He has a very, very sweet voice.
For girls on this podcast, when you hear somebody talk, like, everybody does giz giz.
So are you trying to say you like Sage? Sage
is my G.
You had a crush on Sage.
Yeah.
I don't want her to get that out.
That was a long time ago, and he did not know about this. I swear, he did not know about it.
Anyways, yeah. Currently, I have a crush on Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Oh, he's lying.
Hey, guess what is where you're not supposed to stop for this podcast too. No good jam talk. If you go and jam talk on this podcast, I will shoot you.
Sorry.
Please. Please.
You say I should shut up, but I wanted to give you something juicy.
They don't talk about it in my podcast.
Yes, sir.
You get.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, moving on. I'm looking for sweet girls, Isha, actually. If you like me, you like my voice, you want to see my face, you like my face.
His face is not fine, don't worry.
Yeah, I know, right? But I'm still managing.
That's also beards.
I'm beard gang.
Thank God you have beards. You know, some guys used to look like princesses.
Yeah, actually, I'd have been a very, very cute princess. If you like me, you like my style, you like my episodes, you like everything about me, and you can, my link, my Instagram link is on the description button below. You get it's there. Just click on it and send me a DM on
just Instagram. Cook my put your number, come up. You're already doing direct hookup.
Actually, if you want my number too, it's very simple. 6 0 8. I'm putting it out there. Come message me. You know, be like, girl, sweet girl, message me. I'm gonna listen to you. Actually, I'm going to do pom pom for that number patch. What else am I going to say on this podcast? Oh, Jesus.
I'm looking for a man that is fine, that has money. Thank you,
Jesus,
very much.
We spent all these minutes talking about man. Jesus, we are worthless.
Single, my dear. Single to stupor.
Oh, my God. Anyways, music of the week is...
What's your favorite one, Sweet Boy EP?
Gonga So Now. That's my music of the week. I don't
That's
know.
That's a lie. You're being biased because Alicia is your girl. And Chokwe is your boy, and the mixture of the two of them.
Okay. Me, I'm now managing chords, and I'm managing chords, and chords sang Kolobi, and I'm not using Kolobi.
That's your business. But my favorite on that song is Endlessly. Like, the lines, lick me like a cream. Like,
Do you know for this?
So she come and lick me.
Do you know for this? Endlessly. Let's lick each other.
Like, Ina put on one of his friends, like, vocals there, endlessly, girl, endlessly. I'm already giving you guys.
Oh, my, chill.
Yeah, listen to it. If you want to enjoy what we enjoy, just go
Let me tell you people something. Endlessly was basic. In all the songs that were there, Endlessly lyrics was the weakest lyrics that Sage had on that album. I'm not lying.
But I like the lies better.
It was sweet.
It was sweet.
Mad.
Lick me like your sweet.
But if,
baby, you know, I'm your cream. Let me like be somebody's cream.
You're my cream now.
You are who? Ice cream me. I'm egg.
And vanilla.
I didn't even like vanilla ice cream. Whatever.
Fucking hell, bro. Anyway, so yeah, my favorite song and my music of the week is Gonga So.
By Sage.
Add the vocals of Alicia on it. Yeah, it was nice. What's wrong with this girl, Seth? You not allow the song to play in the background. What's wrong with you? Every time. Go and listen to Sage. And then share with your friend, please. I'm begging you in the name of God the Father. 1K is not enough. Okay, we're on 1.1 now. You get, but then it's not enough. Please now. Please get us to 10,000 as fast as possible. Tell your friend, tell your family members, your mommy, your everything.
Do you know there are some things on this podcast that some mothers should not hear?
They should just kick on it. You lay here for 10 minutes. Let me get my money. And if you want to sponsor this podcast, God will not spoil your work. Oh. Yes, you want to sponsor for adverts and sponsorship. Yeah, you have here it. It's 1,000 people that have listened to my podcast now. Don't go and say that you don't make money. Just enter my DM. Instagram link is in the description below. You understand? Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Bye. Send your ass to start to this scatter. The boy.